Hey, everybody, welcome to Life Talk Radio. I'm David Humphrey, another edition of Faith and Family. Today, we're going to be doing a special edition of Local. I'm going to start doing these probably once a week. And today, with us living in Alabama in the South, you know, the first thing a lot of people that come into the South or Alabama, the first thing they talk about is barbecue. So today, I got the owner-operator of Legacy Barbecue in Millbrook, Alabama. That's 179 Ashton Plaza, Millbrook. Mr. Josh Tatum. Josh, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Man, I'm living the dream, brother. Living the dream. How's everything going? Let's talk barbecue. How's the business going?
Man, it is picking up. You know, we started out in January when it was probably the slowest time that you could pick to start a barbecue business. And, man, we've been very blessed. We've been able to go and, you know, do some concerts and some shows and some events. And, man, this warmer weather is helping us out right now.
And I see you do a lot of catering for a lot of schools. And you've had a lot of projects like that. That's really taking a leap of faith, isn't it?
You know, man, the thing is, when you go and you deal with, you know, schools, it's one of those things where, you know, they depend on those concession stands, you know, to fund a lot of their – you know, activities. And, man, for us to be able to go in, you know, and give them a quality product price to where they can make money, but we can make some money too. You know, it's a really good thing. You know, when we go do these school events, man, we're not out there trying to, you know, really break the bank or make a lot of money off of you. We're just out there really trying to give back to the community that's giving back to us.
And I will say that your price point is super affordable for families. The food is absolutely amazing. The pulled pork tacos are delicious. What do you think that makes yours stand out from a lot of the others?
Oh, man, you know, to me, it's just time and love, man. You know, I feel that, you know, I touch every piece of meat that goes on our smoker. I touch every piece of meat that comes off our smoker. 9 out of 10, I'm the one that's pulling it. You know, when we go do these catering events, you're not getting, you know, a group of guys that's going to be there. You know, it's me and whoever I handpick to come and do it with us. You know, I think that's the biggest part is I'm it. You know, I'm the guy that's there. It's my face, my brand. And, you know, I think that's what separates us from a lot of people.
So, What made you decide to take this big leap of faith where you were going all in with this project, that you were going to put everything you had behind it? Was it something you thought about for a long time? Was it something, you know, what was it that really made you go forward?
Man, you know, it's a funny thing. So I guess last spring I, you know, got a smoker and I've been pretty much cooking most of my life. But last spring me and the wife went and got a smoker and that my dad had built for me. And, man, we just kind of started doing stuff at the house. And everybody coming over was going, man, you need to start doing this, you know, on the side, something with it. So during football season, you know, we were literally selling ribs and butts and chicken, you know, just pretty much just out, you know, out the driveway, man.
Yeah.
People wanted it. And we were doing, you know, private parties and that type of stuff. And I kept telling God, look, you know, if this is what I'm supposed to do, then I need a sign. And then in January, some things happened at my last job. We parted ways. And I had met Jeff Campbell at Legacy Seafood back. Mm-hmm. And I went over there to get some food from him, man. It was phenomenal. And he was like, you're the barbecue guy I keep seeing on Facebook. And I was like, yeah, man, that's me. And he was like, well, bring me some ribs, a butt, and some chicken tomorrow. And I was like, okay. So, man, I come home, smoked everything, took it back to him the next day. And the day after that, he called me. And he was like, hey, can you come to the shop? And I was like, yeah, I can come up there. I'm thinking something's wrong. He didn't like it. And he was like, man, he's like, we have an opportunity to do something here that's never been done. And that's combined seafood and barbecue. And at first, you know, that's a combination that you never really hear go together, you know, seafood and barbecue. But the way we looked at it was, you know, if you go to a seafood place and you got somebody in the family that don't like seafood, when they order something else off that menu, it's usually not that good because they're a seafood.
Correct.
But if you go to a barbecue place and there's somebody in your family that don't like barbecue and you order something else off that menu, it's really not that good either. But with us, you got Jeff, who absolutely loves seafood and absolutely loves cooking seafood. And then you got me that absolutely loves barbecue and absolutely loves cooking barbecue. So when you come in, you're not getting mediocre anything. Like, you're getting the best of both worlds.
And what I really like, at first, you're right, you go, wow, Legacy Barbecue and Seafood. And we're talking fresh seafood and cooked seafood.
That's correct.
So going back to what you said, you're absolutely right. If you have a family of four or you got a bunch of kids, you go to a barbecue place, you usually can get fried catfish and that's it.
Right.
Where some families would go, well, they could get ribs and we could get fried shrimp or we could get the tacos. So you throw this together, which is amazing because you're right. You can take care of the entire family at one place, get them what they want. And then it goes back to the price point, affordable for families. The food's phenomenal. And, you know, fresh seafood's a big deal. And see, people don't even realize I used to run and was the president over a plant, a fresh seafood plant here out of Tampa in St. Petersburg, Florida, for U.S. Foods for a while. The fresh seafood in the South is really a big deal, but you only have a few people that do it, to where y'all have come out with a storefront, you know, brick and mortar that's gotten the fresh seafood. And I've seen, you know, it's crawfish time. Y'all are doing that. And it's barbecue time. It's springtime. A lot of things are going on. The kids are playing ball. We got so many family events coming up. And then, you know, you talk about getting going during COVID, such as we did with the Alliance.
Right.
Man, Josh, you got so many opportunities now because so many people are wanting to get out and actually do something. And with that being said, you know, y'all do a lot for the schools. You do a lot for the community. That was a no-brainer of working together and basically going after that middle-class family to be able to have them eat out, to be able to afford it. And then, you know, what is going to be some of your future plans? Have you put that into a perspective yet?
Man, you know, one of my biggest goals when we first started doing this was to go and, you know, be able to get a food trailer, you know, so we could pull up at weddings or, you know, me being a former football player of 16 years, you know, there's nothing better that goes better than tailgate barbecue and football. So, you know, my goal is to have either this awesome smoker with a, you know, attached to a trailer or, you know, a trailer and be able to go these tailgates, man, and set up and really take care of, you know, you and your family to where y'all can just show up and be able to, you know, enjoy your tailgate, go to the football game, not have to worry about food. You know, speaking of COVID, you know, weddings are coming right back in because COVID has kind of slowed down. The weather's getting nice. You know, we're getting right here in the wedding season. And, man, you know, I've got like four quotes for weddings that we got to give, you know, by tomorrow afternoon. But, man, my biggest thing is just to be able to, you know, having the brick and mortar is nice, you know, with Jeff there, you can have it there. But, man, I love meeting people. And, you know, my biggest thing is being able to get out in the community and do events, you know, for you and your family, whether it's here in Elmore, Autauga, Montgomery, Tuscaloosa, you know, Auburn. It doesn't matter. Like, we're not scared to travel. I know y'all watch WSFA. I know you know Tyler Seavey, right?
Correct.
I got to go to Kentucky in September to cater his wedding.
That's awesome, brother.
And, you know, my thing is just being able to, you know, get a food trailer and, man, just be able to go out and meet people and have fun and just really enjoy the experience that God's allowed me to have.
Amen. And you keep your faith. And you keep projecting what you want to do, brother, and you'll definitely do it because, like I said, Legacy Barbecue and Seafood's a super hidden gem in Millbrook. It's amazing. And let's go back to football. You're right. The South is we're a pro football community country. And, you know, not only you played college football, you played SEC football.
That's right.
You know, that's a big deal. And I cannot wait for you to get the opportunity to get the food truck and to get out and to talk to the people and feed the people, because when you put your faith into it and you put it all out there, you know, God's going to put you in that direction for you to do that. Because I was always told a long time ago, no matter what business you get into, people are always going to want to eat, right? We're always going to need grocery stores. We're always going to need somewhere to eat.
Everybody's got to eat, man. You know, correct. That's the thing. It's kind of like law enforcement, and it's kind of like, you know,
medical.
Everybody's going to get sick. Eventually, somebody, yes. You know, it's job security, especially if you're, you know, you're producing quality food. And, man, consistency is the key. You know, the way I look at things is one person can feed another person one time, but how many times can you feed that same person over and over again?
That's true.
And, you know, somebody will feed at a barbecue restaurant one time. You can feed that one person one time, but how many times is that same person going to come back, and how many times is that person going to bring somebody with them?
That's true. That's a good mentality to have, too, because I wish a lot of new entrepreneurs and people starting businesses, whether it's the food industry or even just customer service or anything dealing with any public, if they had that super mindset, I think a lot of little small businesses would be successful. I think a lot of them go into it thinking, oh, it's just going to happen, and it don't. It's hard work. It's marketing. It's getting out. Just like you said, if you like to talk to the people and you have consistent food and you have a consistent product that you can market, I mean, sky's the limit, especially when you're talking about taking care of families, your faith, and helping others. Because it's like, you know, this whole weekend's been a weekend of for the kids, undoubtedly, because it shows you what social media and what people can do to rally up some good finally.
There's no doubt.
And that's what you have to do. Just like the Wetumpka baseball fiasco that just a while ago I heard they're playing ball. You know, you got these kids playing baseball. You know, that's something big, because the community will rally behind that, and these communities will rally behind food. And I know that sounds crazy to most, but it's the truth, because you're right. If you got good food and you're consistent, and people come in and start talking to you, Josh, and you talk to them, man, they're coming back.
You know, another way you got to look at it, man, you know, you said it a while ago, you know, and that's customer service. You know, it doesn't matter if you have the best food in the world. If every customer that walks in doesn't feel like they're a part of your family, or they don't feel like they're being respected,
yep. Man,
they'll go down the road to somebody who has worse food because the customer service is good. I've walked out of places before knowing that I'm fixing to leave probably one of the best steakhouses I've ever ate at to go eat at a hamburger joint down the road, because I know that the mom and pop that owns is great customer service.
I'll give you a great example for our listeners with that. And this is really the truth, and anybody can try it. I talk about this same thing all the time. You can go to a city and go to Burger King and get a Whopper. Okay? Mm-hmm. Eat that Whopper, and then go to another city, or go to your city and eat a Whopper at Burger King. Same ingredient, same product, will taste different.
Well, I agree.
Because of the love and the energy that people put into food, and people go, oh, it's just fast food. Well, who cares? Check this out. You got to put love into anything we do, right?
That's
anything
right.
We do, we're putting energy and time and love into it. So if you're trying to take care of your customer and you're having consistency and you care about that customer, that Whopper's going to taste different than somebody that don't want to be there, that's mad all the time, and that is throwing something together to serve it. And that happens all the time in Central Alabama, and hell, all over the United States.
I agree 100%.
So love goes a long way, you know. Love and being proud of what you do and giving somebody the product. And also the biggest thing that I've seen right now is the price point. You know, groceries, and also I know on your end, y'all are probably up over 38% more cost than probably a year and a half to 2 years ago, but you're still able to keep your price points. That to me is amazing. I am absolutely amazed by y'all's price points on both sides of the seafood and the barbecue side. compared to other ones? And we're talking about y'all are locally owned and operated right here in Millbrook, and these are franchises that y'all are beating in price point.
You know, and man, you know, it goes back to, once again, you got to love your community. You got to love what, you know, me and Jeff sit down every day, you know, and man, we struggle with, you know, what we're going to put on a price on for a plate for either seafood or barbecue. And man, I don't know, you know, I'm pretty sure you watch Facebook as much as the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we're putting out some crazy combinations, man. I'm talking about, we're not scared to put anything on a plate.
It's I like it.
People call and they're like, hey, man, what's the special today? And I'm like, man, we ain't got a special, but you tell me what's on your mind and we'll put it on.
Yes.
You know, you tell me what you want, you know. You want ribs and some wings with some catfish or some red snapper and some shrimp, man. You know, we'll make a plate out of it, you know. And
that's right. And it's amazing that ribs and fried shrimp are the bomb.
Man, it,
smoked ribs and fried shrimp actually is just amazing.
Did you ever had a smoked fried rib before?
I have one time, and it was in Ozark, Alabama. Me and Sean was working a case over there, and we went to this mom and pop's restaurant style thing. And I'm thinking meat and three, and their biggest thing was like deep fried pork ribs.
So we don't batter them, man. We literally throw them on a smoker. Once they're about done, we'll pull them, wrap them, let them sit, you know, for a few hours to get tender. And then, man, we'll cut them bad boys up and drop them straight in the deep fryer.
See, that's good stuff. And that's also going outside the box. And see, a lot of the food businesses right now are not really, they're just trying to hold their own to where y'all are offering something a lot of people around here do not have.
You got to be different, man.
You have to. Yes, you have to, especially when it comes to food, because people eat just for comfort. Some people eat just for fun, you know, comfort. And it's something that y'all give back to the community as well. You know, you're given that sense of comfort. And like I said, you can tell when somebody cares about what they do.
You know, and talking about being different, man, I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, for example, y'all are in the pawn shop business. You know, mm-hmm. There's a billion pawn shops in the Tri-County area. But I come to y'all because y'all are different.
You're right.
Experience, man. You know, when I go eat somewhere, I don't want the same thing over and over again. Give me something different. You know, if you're my real estate agent, why are you different from everybody else? If you're my insurance agent, why are you different than anybody else? Everything, you've got to set yourself apart from what everybody else is doing.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. And when we looked at the shop, the way we had it set up and the way that we've done it is to be in this business, we knew to change a lot of things that others don't do, like especially with firearms and ammo. Everybody on their brother sells it. Every sporting goods store, every place. So we had to be a little bit different. Which, you know, we sell all our firearms 10% above cost on new, whatever the price is. We just charge 10%.
Right.
So that helps out tremendously. But also, how about greeting people at the door? You know, of course, I go out a lot. I go out. I stay in the communities. I see what's going on. If you're greeted at anywhere, whether it's going out to the mall, a shop, a restaurant, if you have a customer walk in, just greet them. But I see so many people now that will not even acknowledge that they're there until they're standing over them over a register. And then it's almost a problem that you're standing there wanting to order something or ask them something.
Because nobody wants to work, man.
No. But
nobody wants to be there. Everybody has this, what can you do for me, not what can I do for you attitude. And, you know, once again, I think that's what sets us apart. When you walk into our shop,
I mean,
whether it's me, whether it's Jeff, whether it's whoever's up front, you're going to be greeted with a smile and, hey, how are you? Before we ever ask, hey, what can we do for you?
Well, that goes back to people with their faith well-founded and doing the right thing and trying to work together. And all this stuff coincides together. People don't realize it. Even in the restaurant business, customer service business, whatever, if you're dealing with human beings, everybody wants to be treated fair. Everybody wants to be treated kind. And it don't cost anything to say hey to somebody. because with the world we're living in right now, it's well needed to for somebody to acknowledge people and just say, hey, how are you doing today?
You don't know how bad that person needs it, man.
Correct. And it's happening every day, and it's in every, just like I said, it's a human being issue. We have to be kind to each other, because it's not going to cost you anything to say hey to somebody, especially in a service field to where you're servicing this customer. And that is one thing that does set y'all apart, is just the one, consistency, and two, y'all care about your customer. And it shows, because you would not believe the customers from Montgomery that come over to Millbrook just to purchase seafood and to get barbecue, because that says a lot when you're in the capital. Well, Montgomery's truly not really, I think, the capital of barbecue, but we have so many competitors, like corporate competitors.
That's right.
Knocking the block off with them.
Man, it's, once again, it's just the consistency thing, man. It's, treating your customers right. If you mess up, admit that you messed up, fix that mistake to where they don't even look at the mistake anymore. They look at how you handled the mistake.
Correct.
We had a guy send us a picture one time of a plate, and he wasn't happy with it. And I said, I tell you what, I said, come back in. And when he come back in, I went back there. I personally fixed his plate, took it back to him, and went, here, how does this look? And he was like, that's what it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And the guy tried to pay me, and I was like, I don't want your money. He's like, well, I don't want nothing for free. And I was like, for free. Here's the thing. You feel like I made a mistake. We fixed it. Now we can look at it as we're both back to even. Like, you feel that you got the quality product that you paid for. Mm-hmm. I feel like I gave you the quality product you paid for. We're both happy.
Correct. And he will come back.
Oh, he's already come back. And he's come back and brought people and made a Facebook post about it, man. And it's not always about Facebook, but Facebook is where everybody sees it.
Hey, I can argue this back and forth till tomorrow. Facebook is good and bad, but right now, if used the correct way, social media is the biggest platform that you can get information out to people faster. Of course, you're going to have the bad with the good, but Facebook's a good tool if it's used the right way. And sometimes I'll get carried away on mine because I get so passionate about something, but it's a good tool, especially in the community service business and food business. But man, you and Jeff are just doing something phenomenal. And I'm so proud of you, Josh, man, for taking that leap of faith, putting it in God's hands, and then just going out there and doing it.
Man,
it's worked out for you.
I appreciate it more than man. And I'll tell you right now, I'll tell anybody this. I am so blessed to have a partner like Jeff Campbell, who really pushes me every day, spiritually, mentally, physically, to, hey, this is great, but let's try this. Let's do this, And I always wanted to do this catering thing, man. And I thought I had figured out. Dude, it's like every time I do a quote, go to send a quote, just like, what about this? What about that? Have we taken this off? Have we, he just challenges me so much. But man, he's honestly, he's my biggest mentor in this so far, man. I'm so thankful and I'm so blessed to have him, to give me an opportunity to come in to his place of business that he built, that is his base, and say, hey, look, I'm going to hand some of these reins to you and let you do some of this stuff. And, it's allowed him to be able to go play his daughter play college softball. I'm able to shop when he's not there. And it's a big blessing for me too, man, because I'm able to take every Saturday that I have my daughter be off and spend time with her and be daddy number one. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. And that goes back to these shows that I'm doing of Faith and Family and the leap of faith that you took. And, you and Jeff rock, Legacy Barbecue and Seafood, 179 Ashton Plaza, Millbrook, Alabama. Y'all also have the Facebook page. But, Josh, man, I'm proud of you. God's doing big things with you. And I'll have you on the show here in a couple more weeks, and we'll do some follow-ups. And everybody that listens to our show, push it. go over to Millbrook, check Josh out. And Josh, thank you so much.
Brother, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you allowing me to be here and taking the time to talk to me, man.
Man, no, thank you. Thank you for what you do, not only for the community, but for the kids, because our children and our kids are the future. And you're talking about mentors, just like Jeff, maybe your mentor. You're mentoring a lot of people that you just don't even know about that you're doing, because I see a lot of stuff going on in the communities. I talk to a lot of people. And, man, God bless you, brother.
Man, one more thing while we're here. For all y'all that play golf, if you have not signed up for the 25th annual Kevin Turner Foundation golf tournament, please go sign up for that. It's coming up in 2 weeks, May 9th in Prattville. I think we're going to be the first people to cater it in the past 24 years. This is their 25th year doing it. I think we're going to be the first people that's catering it for the first time besides Buffalo Rock in like 25 years. So, man, this is going to be a big day for us, a big day for the foundation. If you haven't signed up yet, please get in touch with the Y in Prattville and make that happen.
Brother, congratulations on that. Be safe and good luck.
Appreciate it, brother. Y'all have a good one.
All right.